You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming up at noon, why you might not want to get too excited about the idea of Dylan Gabriel. Just going to...
Really?
Just throwing that out.
That's something we're going to talk about.
That's coming up at
noon. We're going to actually talk about that. Why we shouldn't be excited about
it. Coming up at noon.
Wow.
Why maybe you shouldn't.
Oh, now you're
maybe.
Soft. Yeah.
No, I said maybe before. I mean, I hope the guy lights it up. That'd be great. We're talking about what if here. What if the guy who's been in the facility and is working and doesn't have his Achilles in a walking boot anymore and has it surgically repaired for the second time and is throwing to wide receivers Jerry Jeudy and David Bell, what if he becomes healthy during the season? What do you do if you're the Browns? What do you do if you're Chris buzzing around in a car? Hello, Chris.
Hey, I just like, what are we talking about here, guys? Like, he hasn't played well in 5 years. He's got a shoulder surgery, 2 Achilles surgeries. Nothing about the news that he's walking out of a boot throwing to Jerry Jeudy is exciting at all. He's dead money and has been dead money to me since the draft.
But who's got $44 million just laying around?
I don't care how much he's getting paid.
I'll $44 million for $44 million a year, he's going to be relevant. Chris, dude.
So I can win some games. He is a liability.
I'm not disagreeing with your point and what you're saying, but for $44 million, he's going to be relevant. We're going to end up talking about him. And if he's in the facility throwing footballs, you better believe that the guy they went out and invested all this money in could have a shot somewhere down the road here.
Chris, would you even
give him I know you don't want to hear it.
Would you even give the healed up Deshaun Watson a look? And if not, what would you do?
In my opinion, he has a bad assessment of his own game. And if Kevin Stefanski puts him in November when he supposedly might be healthy, and then Kevin Stefanski has a bad assessment of quarterbacks at that point. And honestly, at that point, he should be gone because you're going to make continually bad decision after
Is that Kevin or the front office? Is that the front office saying we're paying someone $44 million, we need to see him on the field?
Has to go because they have their priorities mixed up. And if you want to pay somebody to not win games, then do that.
Well, maybe that's why they went out and got another first-round pick last year to not win games so they can get another quarterback early in the draft next year. I'm being devil's advocate on you, Chris.
Next year. We're talking about this year, though.
Or are they thinking about next year?
Because he's under contract for 2 more.
Yes.
Right, but I mean, to me, he's been dead money. I mean, I'll shut up and listen, guys, but thank you guys for taking
Chris,
my call.
Chris, here's what I want you to do. Have a drink on us that you can pay for with yourself. How's that sound? Fair? I think so.
See, here's the thing. Ultimately,
did you like that? You like that.
Ultimately,
like that.
I agree with everything.
It took me half a second to piece all the parts of that together.
Yes.
I agree with everything Chris said.
I can't argue with Chris other than the fact the cash, baby.
There it is.
Show me the money.
You're actually paying the guy. You actually at one point thought he was the answer. If he's healthy and can figure it out, which we don't think he can figure it out, he might get healthy, but he just might at some point this season say, I'm healthy. I shouldn't be on this injured list anymore. You either need to activate me or do something here.
Great, you're on the practice squad. Welcome.
Although you're taking up a roster spot.
Great, you're on the practice squad. Welcome. Someone can pick you off the practice squad.
Could somebody please come get him? Todd's in Ward 1. Todd.
Hey, Todd.
What's up, buddy?
Jeff, Dan, Andy.
Todd.
I sent you something on Instagram about MLS, Dan, but I'll get back to that off
right
here. So, I'm with it, man. Everybody that's eligible to compete needs to compete. Everybody that's eligible to compete needs to compete. If he can get himself together and he can put in some work where he might be able to beat any one of these dudes out, I'm totally with it. I'm not going to freak out at all. But there's only so much preseason games to play, so there's so many plays to put in. And the beginning of the year is going to be rough for them, so they can't take any crazy chances. But I may have called in a little bit too early because I sure called in to ask y'all this question. Man, are y'all as anxious as I am to see what Gabriel gets paid after we now see what Sanders is getting paid? Because Gabriel put in much better work against much better competition based on what I've seen. Moving on.
I don't think
it's a good question. It's a really good. I thought the same thing when I saw the contract.
You think, Andy?
What? He's going to get more than Sanders.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah, I would hope so too. Yeah. He got drafted two rounds earlier.
One of those dudes is going to be trade bait. Mark my word for it. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, Todd. Well, that's.
I can buy that.
They have four, maybe five quarterbacks. They're not all going to be here. Correct?
Correct.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Correct.
I saw something that made me think either good for him or, oh boy, apparently Bill Belichick's girlfriend, what's her name? Jordan Hudson? Is that her name?
By the way, just real quick, remember you brought up Jackie Coogan? This is super fast. Jackie Coogan, less Uncle Fester.
Did you just derail the derail?
I did. I derailed the derail.
Yes. I derailed the Watson conversation, and now you're derailing my derail.
Yeah, I want to see if you get this, though.
This is like inception of derailment.
I know. I just want to hear if Jeff gets this, man, I will forever hold him. He is on the Mount Rushmore we talked about. He'll be on the Mount Rushmore of black
and white television.
Yeah, of worthless knowledge. Coogan's first wife was, if he gets this, I'll be shocked. I hope you get it wrong.
Marilyn Monroe.
So close. Betty Grable.
Yeah, baby.
Just saying. Man, Fester did okay for himself there. Congratulations.
See, bald guys can get hot chicks.
Especially when you're 114.
I'm going to bring up the Belichick thing in a minute.
Mark, I want to hear about it.
Mark's driving around. Hey, Mark.
Hey, man.
Mark, you with us?
Thanks for playing, Mark.
Mark, it was good to have you with us.
Oh, there he is. Hey, hey, Mark.
Whoa. Yo. It's Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah. Sorry.
Mike. Yeah. Nope. No worries. Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in on this Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, please do.
Conversation. He will never step on the field in a Browns uniform again. There's no doubt. I mean, even if he comes back and he is healthy, there's no way. I mean, the owner has already said it was a swing and a miss. So,
Mark, I think too.
Right? Yeah. I mean, we've got four quarterbacks now on slated for coming in. I think there's a few of them that are formidable, but I think Watson I don't even think he'll play in the NFL again, truthfully.
Well, that's a possibility, Mark. The thing of it is, if the organization puts a guy back on the field who the owner has already said we took a big swing and a miss, what does that say about the organization?
Exactly. That's exactly my point, Jeff. And I think he, with the injuries and with everything else going on in his head, I truly think he's done.
Mike, you might be right. Mike, he's thanks throwing. For the phone call.
It sounds to me like he wants to come back.
Can I riddle you this one?
Riddle me.
I'm going to derail this one.
Oh, we're even derailing a derail of a
no,
derail?
No, we're derailing the derail that derailed, but we're going back to the original derail.
Okay, go ahead.
Wouldn't that be on the rail then?
True. Good point. Good point.
Our buddy Mike Florio. Mike loves writing this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Report, Jordan Hudson has told at least one person she and Bill Belichick are engaged. Now, on some levels, can we just say Bill Belichick, 73, not exactly a ball of fire personality, and 24-year-old third runner-up in the Miss Maine contest, who's quite cute, Jordan Hudson. Good for you, Bill. On the other hand, as if Bill needed any other sideshow other than Bill Belichick goes to college to coach football.
This is a man that once put his dog up on camera during the draft because he didn't want to be seen.
Now, that was fun.
That was fun.
That was fun. I like that. But can you even grasp the concept? I'm having trouble with it. Of Bill allowing, Bill, not Mr. Media and everything else, as you just said, the dog and all that. Of Bill allowing this. And if he's in love, good for him. Everybody deserves to be in love and to find happiness. Good for him. Good for her. And I sincerely mean that.
Yeah.
Does this just seem like the most non-Bill Belichick thing ever? Hi, really hot young girlfriend about 50 years younger than me, and I'm letting her call shots in my football program.
I just want to be there when they meet the wedding advisor or the wedding planner, and they're trying to sit there. Maybe she took wedding planning at Foxborough High. I don't know.
Hope they go to the church. Just
could you just
in.
Yeah,
just walk in. You don't need anything.
You know what's
just go.
I'm onto the flowers. I'm onto the rings.
We're out of the tablecloths.
You can sit here and talk.
Isn't this whole storyline?
I told you we talked about the centerpieces before.
Isn't it the most non-Belichick thing you've ever heard? This whole thing just baffles me. It's like, Bill, what happened to you?
Do you think he likes being in the spotlight now?
I don't know. That's the thing. It's so non-Belichick that it's ridiculous. And maybe it's awesome. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. What is it?
I'm on to the invitations. What's next? I'm on to the hors d'oeuvres. Could you imagine how nonsensical that meeting would be? Could you imagine being in it? Honey, I really want the upgrade on the flowers. The centerpieces just don't have it. And by the way, that isn't that's not North Carolina. That's what is that? Oh, that's New England blue. No, sorry. I can't even. I don't know.
It's just so non-Belichick. It's unbelievable.
It is very, very un. Maybe it is him, though. I'd be interested to talk to people that have been lifelong friends with him.
I have no...
That his public persona is much different than the way he is.
I have no problem with, you know, it's two people. They're both adults. If they fall in love and or if it's a marriage that works for both of them, that's their business. It's just that this is such a non-Belichick thing. It's unbelievable to me. I don't get it.
Can we get Bill on the line too? If she's saying they're engaged, my question is: has Bill been to Bookman's son yet? Because I'm telling you, Josh is going to take care of Bill. I bet he does. He would. No, has. Do you think he's going to throw a credit app at Bill's face? No, I don't think so.
I would.
Josh
really,
is, and if Bill doesn't want to buy a ring there, Josh is cool with it. Josh will say, just take it. It's no big deal.
I would really like to be excited about the idea of Dylan Gabriel being the starting quarterback of this football team.
Wait, what does this have to do with getting engaged?
I don't think I can.
Did I miss him?
After our next segment.
Ah, now I see.
It's Baskin and Phillips here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.